Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Crystal R., and I am a recovered compulsive overeater from Toronto, Canada. Today is Monday, April 15, 2024. This is the 7:00 A.M. Eastern Time Vision for You Big Book meeting. Today, we are reading from the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We are in the chapter Bill's Story on page 13, the fifth paragraph, starting with "My friend promised," reading through that one paragraph, ending with "Were the essential requirements." Today's readers are Susan G. for the 12 steps, Naomi G.B. for the 12 traditions, Tamara C. will be reading the text, Tricia D. will read page 164, and Ian F. will be our backup reader. Our newcomer greeter will be Tony B., and our second-hour host will be Maria F. The reference number for yesterday, Sunday, April 14, 8:30 A.M. special edition meeting is 21,313, 21313. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. OA's fifth tradition states, "Each group has but one primary purpose: to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers." At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Susan G. to read the 12 steps.
Good morning, Susan G., recovered compulsive overeater. The 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being, the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you. I'll pass.
Thank you, Susan G. I will now ask Naomi G.B. to read the 12 traditions.
Good morning, Crystal. Good morning, everyone. Naomi G.B. from Ontario, Canada. Recovered compulsive overeater, sorry. 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for a group purpose, there's but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group should be autonomous, except in the matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose: to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you, and I'll pass.
Thank you, Naomi. GB, how our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read from a paragraph. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. Today we resume our study of the Big Book in the chapter Bill's Story on page 13, the fifth paragraph, which begins with, "My friend promised," and ends with, "Were the essential requirements," and we will be commenting on that one paragraph. I will now ask Tamara C. to begin reading. Morning, Tamara.
Good morning, Crystal. Thank you. Good morning, everyone. This is Tamara C., grateful to be recovered, compulsive overeater, and I live in Missouri. My friend promised when these things were done, I would enter upon a new relationship with my Creator, that I would have the elements of a way of living which answered all my problems. Belief in the power of God, plus enough willingness, honesty, and humility to establish and maintain the new order of things were the essential requirements. When these things were done, so Bill has just shared his experience with the steps. He's been talking about the steps as Eddie explained them to him and his experience with them. So when I go through this process again today, like for me, it's a daily thing. When I practice living in the steps and I apply these steps to every aspect of my life, then I get back to that new relationship with my Creator. Well, a new relationship with my Creator. For much of my life, I chased this right relationship with God. But I thought, because I had heard, it's about a relationship with God. If you can get the right relationship with God, then you will be okay. You're all will be well. You'll be taken care of. And so I had this idea, I'll be safe because God will be pleased with me. And it was very dependent on me. And for me, at this point in my journey, my new relationship with my Creator is basically like this. Like, I'm loved because I'm here. I have a friend. I have a constant companion who comforts me, encourages me, and laughs with me. So it's not so dependent on me, like I'm earning this relationship by my behavior. It's just like I use the steps, and that clears things away and reminds me that I am loved and that God is right here and God is for me. And the elements of a way of living which solved my problems. My old way of living was like, be smarter, be stronger, try harder, And my new way is becoming just, you know, use the steps, clear away the clams, and sit with God. Be loved, be enough, ask for help, listen, trust the process, do it imperfectly, try and fail, and I just keep returning to my new friend. These essential requirements, I see four things listed here. The first is belief in the power of God. So I believed in a powerful God, but that was sort of like a distant thing. I didn't believe in a God who really got me and wanted to help me and was for me. And now as I pray for knowledge of God's will and the power to carry it out, I reminded that God's will is good for me. It's not something to be afraid of, and I'll be given what I need when I need it. So these steps that Bill shared his experience with, they give me so much more than freedom from food obsession. So I'm just going to keep practicing them in my path.
Thanks for getting us started, Tamara C. We're now going to open up the meeting for sharing. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others may share their experience too. So if you shared on Thursday or Friday last week on any vision meeting, please allow others the opportunity to share today. Please keep your share to approximately 3 minutes to allow as many people as possible to share. I'll remind you when you're at 3 minutes, so please wrap up your share as best you can. Who would like to share today?
Tina S.
Libretta H.
Leah S.
Lisa C.
Nancy J.
Okay, I've got Tina S., Loretta H., Leah S., Lisa C., Nancy J. Is there anybody else you'd like to share?
Heidi L.
Heidi L. Okay, let's stop there. Thanks, everybody. So I've got Tina S., Loretta H., Leah S., Lisa C., Nancy J., and Heidi L. Please give us your first name, the initial of your last name, and your location when you share so we can find you on the member list. Please press star 1 to mute your line, and we'll get started with Tina S. followed by Loretta H. Go ahead, Tina.
Thanks so much, Crystal.
Tina, I think you got muted. Do you want to press star 1, please?
Sorry about that. Tina S., recovered compulsive eater, anorexic in Florida. What a great paragraph. One of the things that I thought about, because it talks about, when these things were done, that I would enter upon a new relationship with my Creator. In chapter 6, Into Action, that's the first paragraph. That's what it talks about. After we do this stuff, this is what we're wanting to do, to build a relationship with our Creator, and so doing the work 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and 11, because it talks about, I have this, the prior paragraph, it talks about all this prayer stuff that in the big book from 86 to 80, exactly what I need to do from morning till night to have this relationship, and my experience is when I practice this stuff, it happens, specific directions is what I need, because I can come up with a solution that I think will work, and it never really does. But when I follow the specific directions in the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous, I get the results. I do the practice, and yesterday was a special edition, was a great example of all this stuff. It was just so, it was a great meeting, and it gave me the enthusiasm to continue to do what I'm doing, to continue to build this relationship with a power greater than myself, so I continue to have the life that I do today, to have the freedom. And it's through the work. I got to do the work so I can get the result, and I'll continue to do that. So I'm really looking forward to what everybody else has to share. So with that, I'll pass. Thanks.
Thanks, Tina S. Next, we've got Loretta H., followed by Leah S.
Crystal, good morning.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Loretta.
Hi. Good morning, all, along with my precious God. You are saving my life, Loretta H., and I live in North Carolina. Oh, my God, essential, necessary, important. And then I looked up how many times in the big book and the 12 and 12 that it talks about solving our problems or that the answer to all our problems. And just the answer is 71, 43 in the big book and 28 in the 12 and 12. This is the answer, and I always, to the newcomer, work with this book. It's a text. Work with responses, and you will, the listeners will be amazed before you are halfway through. I just, this book, it says, when he finds himself, he finds God. Uncovered, discover, and I call it recover, because this is where all the answers are. This is where I learned how to live in life instead of learning how to live in my head. This is where I learned how to be kind. This morning on two-way prayer, we talked about the Corinthians 1 about love, you know, the Beatitudes. And in this book, on 52, it talks about the gentleness. I have got so many orders today. It says on 88, I think it is, there's a long period of reconstruction. But I'm sorry, it is. It's 83. But, and that's my design for living. That's the new order of things. This, it tells you how to do things, how to live in this life and really create a life of God's will. And it becomes magnificent and magical and all of that. But it does take the work. And I just am so grateful because today I have a relationship with God. I have a relationship with myself. And I finally have a relationship with others. And I just want to say one more thing. I was on my meeting this morning, and I totally in asking, praying. There's a woman that was dying last year at this time. She was supposed to be dead. And she is alive and well because of the prayers of this program and doing this work. And so it works for everything. It will solve all answers and problems. Thank you. And with that, I pass.
Thank you, Loretta H. from North Carolina. Next, we have Leah S., followed by Lisa C.
Good morning. Thank you so much. Good morning, everyone. My name is Leah S., and I'm from Brooklyn, New York. I'm recovered and grateful. I, too, want to commend yesterday's meeting, Jason and Melissa. I couldn't, I was really mind-boggled by this beautiful, beautiful presentation. I recommend so much anyone just to listen to it so that it can go into your heart. So what is God for me? God is love, kindness, tolerance, and acceptance. I don't have a concept of what God is, really, so I needed to identify it that way. I also want to say that Ebby was so much under the impression of Bill. What is going on here? He's like mind-boggled by the whole thing. He's seeing something different, and it really, really, and this is also what happened to me. Something is different in these meetings. Something is pulling me. Could you imagine that I could stay stopped and that it's a possibility that I have this hope and I have this, oh my God, it's something that's spurring me on. And here it is. Just believe in the power of your higher power and have that willingness, honesty, and humility. Those are the answers for the essential requirements in order to stay abstinent and in order to become a better person than I used to be and to actually keep my weight off. Oh my goodness, I don't even know which one is a bigger miracle. And I keep doing it and trudging it every single morning. and I thank you. I pass.
Thank you, Leah S. from New York. Next, we have Lisa C., followed by Nancy J.
Hi, good morning. This is Lisa C. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from New Jersey. Thank you, everyone, for this meeting. I just wanted to share to say that, page 13 is an amazing part of the big book where we get this rundown of the steps. This paragraph is sort of like, okay, so you've worked the steps and you're in a recovered state, right? My friend promised when these things were done, I would enter upon a new relationship with my creator. That's a recovered life, a new relationship with my creator. And, this God who answers my problems, right? That I would have the elements of a way of living which answered all my problems. I have lots of little problems and some big ones that I have to constantly surrender to God throughout the day. But something that I, have been doing is, this willingness, honesty, and humility, recognizing every single day that I don't know. And what don't I know? I've been taking steps 1, 2, and 3 in my morning meditation for several weeks now, and it's had a very, very tremendously positive impact on my life because what I've been doing is I've been riffing on it, right? So, I get on my knees in the morning once I shake out of bed, and I say, I admit, God, today that I'm powerless over, and I make my list, right? I'm powerless over food. I'm powerless over my husband. I'm powerless over my career, actually. I'm powerless over my children, whatever the list is. And then sometimes I even riff off of that, and then step 2, and I come to believe in this moment that a power greater than myself can restore me to sanity, right? So in other words, I'm redefining my conception of God every moment, every day. I am shaking off what I think I knew yesterday into today. How is God going to work in my life today? And then of course, step 3, that turning it over and just seeing where that, sort of prompt takes meditation has been really amazing and kind of circles back, right? So we just landed on the 10th and 11th steps. And then here we are in this new relationship with our creator. The steps are unlike anything else that my life has offered me before I came into program, right? Having tried all the things, right? And the letting go of, yes, the weight and the food problem, but like all these other things I was carrying that prevented me from existing in my body. Thank you. So thank God, thank God, thank God. If you're new, keep coming back. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Lisa C. from New Jersey. Next, we have Nancy J., followed by Heidi L.
Hi, this is Nancy J. from Geneva, Illinois. So glad to be here. And one of the things that really is strongly emphasized here is that something has to be done. You look right in that very first sentence. Something has to be done in order to get these wonderful promises. And that's our program. It isn't that we're just praying, but we have to take action. We have to do a list of things. It's not a huge list of things, but we have to do it. Because unless we do it, we're not going to have the results we want. And when you look at this paragraph, it makes such a beautiful promise. It says, once you do those actions, this simple list of things, and they're listed on page 13, then you are going to have all your problems answered. And that's so fabulous. When it says belief in the power of God, that's different than saying belief in God, because you can believe in God, but are you really envisioning that this God that you believe in is going to have this tremendous power personal to you, a relationship with God that's personal, that your life is going to be transformed? So, you know, I looked at this paragraph and I thought in this paragraph, it explains the whole purpose of our program and the whole purpose of this book in just two sentences. So that's quite remarkable. With that, I pass. Thank you.
Thanks, Nancy J. from Illinois. Next, we have Heidi L., and then I'll be taking a few more names. Morning, Heidi.
Good morning. This is Heidi L. from Toronto, Ontario. I just want to say thank you to everybody. My food and my program ebbs and flows. There's days when it's really, really good and I feel completely connected. And then and days and weeks where I'm have tremendous willingness to do things and I feel connected and it's great. And then there's times like right now when I just feel like my self-will has just completely and totally gone riot. And I would just rather do anything but program. And I don't want to share. I want to come on to Vision. I want to listen to you guys, but I don't want to share. I want to do a few of the do things, but not really all of them. So just for today, I'm sharing on Vision. I'm saying good morning to everybody. I'm going to make some outreach calls. And I would bet that if I do those things and a few others, I will have a fantastic day. Or if I stay in my head and in my self-will, I will have the same kind of day I had yesterday. So thanks, Vision, for being here. You are a rock for me, and knowing that you're here is wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you, Heidi L. from Toronto. Before we continue, let me remind everyone where we're at. We're in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous in the chapter Bill's Story on page 13, the fifth paragraph, starting with, "My friend promised," reading through that one paragraph ending with, "were the essential requirements," and we are commenting on that one paragraph. I'll now take another set of names. If you haven't shared in the last few days, we'd love to hear from you. Who would like to share on this paragraph?
Joanne C.
Pete B.
Ken W. H.
Claire E. from the UK.
Patrick O.
All right, so I've got Joanne C., Pete B., Ken W. H., I think I heard Ian F., Claire E., and Patrick O. Did I miss anyone? Or is there anyone else who'd like to add their name to the list?
Donna M.
And Donna M. All right, let's get started with that list. So I've got Joanne C., Pete B., Ken W. H., Ian F., Claire E., Patrick O., and Donna M. Please give us your first name, the initial of your last name, and your location when you share so we can find you on the member list. If I could ask everybody to please press star 1 to mute your line, we'll get started with Joanne C., followed by Pete B.
Thank you, moderator. Good morning, everyone. My name is Joanne C. from Montreal, Canada, recovered by God's grace and love today. This is in such little words is the essence and the spirit of this program. I came into OA broken. I could not stop overeating my binge foods. My life was a mess. I was in the bondage of this addiction. It owned me. My sponsor promised me that things were going to get better if I only followed a few simple instructions. This paragraph promises us that I would have the elements of a new way of living, which would answer all my problems. More so, it says a relationship with my Creator, a belief in a power. I just had to be willing, honest, and humble. God has taken me from hell, from the hell of this addiction, to Him through these 12 steps. I had to be honest, clean house, see where I was wrong, make amends. And in humility today, I live in the steps 10, 11, and 12. Today, my life has a new order. I no longer need to hurt myself or others in my addiction. Today, the most important thing is my relationship with God. I always believed in God, but today I believe God. I always trusted in God, but today I trust God. I live the power of God in my life. It has been a paradigm shift in my life that has revolutionized my life. And so for that struggling newcomer or relapser, remember these words. There is hope, there is hope, there is hope. Just keep it simple and follow simple instructions. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Joanne C. from Montreal, Canada. Next, we have PP, followed by Ken W.H.
Thank you, Crystal, for taking the meeting. My name is Pete B. I'm a compulsive overeater, and I'm recovered today by God's grace and mercy in Pennsylvania. I, when I read this, I think they ought to insert an asterisk or whoever in Overeaters Anonymous is in charge of changing up the words and redefining them should actually insert this, essential requirements to be in alignment with the God of my understanding. I mean, when I got to Overeaters Anonymous, I had a strong belief in the power of God. And I had definitely enough willingness, honesty, and humility to establish and maintain the new order of things. I had all that. But one of the requirements that I just couldn't wrap my mind around was entire abstinence. We often say in Overeaters Anonymous, where credits don't transfer from one program to the other. That was my experience. I had a relationship with God. I was walking hand in hand in the sunlight of the Spirit. I had all of the things necessary to be a sober, connected individual. But what I didn't have is entire abstinence. In AA, they say that you can't quit drinking. But yet I struggled in Overeaters Anonymous for 12 years because I couldn't stop compulsively overeating. We have the doctor's opinion explains we have an allergy of the body, an obsession of the mind. The allergy of the body is treated by being 100% entirely abstinent. Can't expect to get this thing if I'm ingesting the substances or engaging in behaviors that cause the phenomenon of craving. The obsession of the mind, that is treated by having a spiritual experience as a result of working the steps. I'm going to shut up with this. It says humility. That's one thing I actually didn't have, because the definition of humility on page 58 in AA 12 and 12, it said it amounts to a clear recognition of what and who we really are, followed by a sincere attempt to become what we could be. Right? So I didn't understand what it means to be a compulsive overeater. It's not the fact that I'm an emotional eater. It's not the fact that I eat because my human emotions have built up. It's the fact that I continue to ingest the substances that cause the phenomenon of craving, and I refuse to take this disease as serious as it needs to be taken in order to recover from it. So yeah, while these require, these are essential, what is the critical element is entire abstinence. And I'm so grateful that now I have a sincere, I am attempting to become what I could be. And I'm grateful for that. Thank you for letting me share. I'll pass.
Thank you, Pete B. from Pennsylvania. Next, we have Ken W.H., followed by Ian F.
Thank you. This is Ken W.H. from North Carolina, recovered compulsive overeater. I'm just aware that starting at the bottom of page 11, and then through 12, and through 13, and through the first part of page 14, that whole section could be lifted out of this book and put into any other book about living life on God's terms and having a relationship with God. You wouldn't know it was in the middle of a book called Alcoholics Anonymous if you just pull out those few pages, because it doesn't talk about alcohol until it mentions reaching out to others and helping other alcoholics and service and that sort of thing, carrying the message. So I'm aware that this section is about my relationship to God, period, really. It's all about developing that relationship and coming to understand that this power of God is enormous. That power shapes the way I am today and the way I live today, happy, joyous, and free. And I wouldn't be that without this power. The vehicle to this relationship that brought me to this relationship with God included the 12 steps of recovery found in Alcoholics Anonymous, included entire abstinence, included a lot of years of struggle and pain, and has brought me to this place today. But this is about God, this section. Without God and a knowledge of God and an understanding, as to the best of my ability, I'd just be a lost puppy wandering around somewhere looking for somebody to just pick me up and hold me. So I thank you that y'all did that for me, and thank you very much. I pass.
Thank you, Ken W.H. from North Carolina. Next, we have Ian F., followed by Claire E.
Hey, y'all. This is Ian F., also a reader out of Louisville, Kentucky. The promise is really really enticing to me. When these things are done, I would have a new relationship with my Creator, elements of a way of living which answered all my problems. Every single one of my problems. And that is hard for me to grasp. That when I live my life in this program and I'm doing the work, all of my problems have an answer. There's no need for panic. You know, and I put conditions on that all the time. I don't have enough money. I'm not making enough to pay rent. I can't find a place to live. I can't, whatever it is. Doesn't matter how big or small it is. My problems will be solved because I have a relationship with my Creator. You know, that doesn't mean I can sit back and a phantasmal hand from the heavens will come down and, you know, fix my car. But it does mean that what needs to happen will happen. And so, you know, I get to live in that. And that is a miracle. That's all I got. Love y'all. Pass.
Thank you, Ian F. from Kentucky. Next, we have Claire E., followed by Patrick O.
Thanks, Crystal, and thank you, everybody, for their sharing today. It's been a great meeting. My name's Claire E. I'm a recovered compulsive eater, bulimic, in the UK. I was sitting at the beginning of the meeting thinking, what are the elements? I sort of started to meditate a little bit on what are the elements of living, you know, that I've got here in this program. And I was writing down the steps and the inventory process and, you know, surrender and that entire abstinence and all the things that I do to sort of maintain, I suppose, my recovery. And then it just really struck me with the shares of going on. The element of the way of living that really works for me is my new relationship with my Creator. And everything I do in the program is to try and clear that channel so that I can actually really have that relationship. And that's, you know, that is what is, you know, that is why I require, you know, the essential requirements. I was looking up the word essential, you know, it's absolutely necessary. I need to be honest, humble, open-minded and willing to be able to maintain that. Because sometimes it really takes me, you know, it takes humility. It takes humility to phone my sponsor and fess up what's actually going on for me. It takes humility to be, you know, to have integrity. It takes willingness to be entirely abstinent. You know, it takes all of those things to, you know, to fulfill those essential requirements. You know, that the steps, you know, does require honesty, integrity, willingness, ongoingly, you know, not just to do them the first time, but to maintain that. Now, I frequently have to do things I don't really want to do, but I am willing to do them because I know I have to have that relationship with my higher power in order to have this way of life. And I'm so inordinately grateful for this. And, you know, I don't think it doesn't take away life. It doesn't take away all my problems, but it does give me a means of dealing with them in a sane and abstinent way. By having that conscious contact with my God. And, you know, I love the word new relationship as well, because I think I'm increasingly seeing that, you know, I constantly need to set aside what I think my relationship is with my higher power and seek further, you know, seek deeper conscious contact, and have that new relationship, have an evolving relationship all the time. And that's what I get to do. And you know, as somebody else has alluded to, I need entire abstinence absolutely to get my foot in the door. But then I need to do other things as well in order to have that conscious contact. And for today, I am willing to do that. I am hopefully honest and humble enough to do that. And you know, I reap the benefits because life is just so much better. I will leave it there. Thank you.
Thank you, Claire E. from the UK. Next, we have Patrick O., followed by Donna M.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Patrick O. I'm from Nashville, Tennessee, and I've been instructed to introduce myself. I've been hiding back here listening to you guys for the last 10 weeks, I guess. And I don't really know. All I know is I've been coming to OA for a long time, and this is the first time working with somebody here in this on the Vision for You, going through the Big Book, and all I know is I put the food down. I was asked what foods am I trying to control. And once I put the foods down, I've just been going through the Big Book, and I've been given some freedom with some abstinence. And I'm really, really grateful for that. And I just wanted to introduce myself, and I will continue to be here and listen. And then I'm going to start reading the steps next month just to do some service. And I'm really grateful to be on this path. That's it. Thank you. Have a great day. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much, Patrick, from Nashville, Tennessee. And now we have Donna M., and then we'll have time for some more shares.
Hi, I'm Donna from Toronto, Canada. May I be heard?
Yep, we can hear you, Donna.
Great. So grateful to be on the line today and to be able to share what this passage reminds me of is a new relationship with my Creator, and it's always a growing relationship. A few weeks ago, I was on a family trip with my husband and son and his family, and I was the driver, and I thought I should be in control, and I was the navigator, and to the extent that my son had to speak up and say, "Mom, it's okay," because whenever my husband would drive, I would want to control him. And I did have to apologize after doing step 10. I apologized to my husband and my son and his family. But when I came back, I saw that this is not a new problem, that I've been doing this for years. And I did another inventory on that. And my sponsor had a novel idea. She said to me, "Before you go into the car with your husband, why don't you pray?" And I had never thought of that before. But this is how God can show up for me in all areas of my life. And I haven't been in the car with my husband yet, but I know that God has taken me through some really rough times in my life, and He's been there. And so even, and it's funny how the simple things that I think I don't need God in, but this is a relationship that's always growing, and more will be revealed to me over time. At first I was beating up on myself, "Oh, you know, I'm recovered, I should have seen this before." And then I came to see, no, you know, as time goes on, more will be revealed, and I get to work on these defects, and my higher power can release them from me. So thank you very much for the opportunity to share our path.
Thanks so much, Donna M. from Toronto, Canada. We do have time for 3 or 4 more shares. Who would like to share?
Lisa B.T.
Yep.
Cheryl L., Florida.
Nancy C.
Maura Z.
All right, let's stop there. Thank you so much. So we have Lisa B.T., Cheryl L., Nancy C., and Maura Z. So if I could ask everyone to please give us your first name, the initial of your last name, and your location when we share so we can find you on the member list. And if everyone can press star 1 to mute your line, we'll get started with Lisa B.T., followed by Cheryl L.
Hi, thanks. Good morning. My name is Lisa B.T., Great Blue Recovered in Ontario, Canada. I just wanted to express appreciation for the shares this morning, particularly the lead share around that my relationship with God is not contingent on whether or not I'm quote-unquote good. That's why I like the seventh step prayer. I now offer myself to be good and bad. That prayer for me was really difficult. Because I thought I had to be all good, and I thought that my abstinence was a definition of what being good meant. And I've come to see that that's actually not the case, that my relationship with God is already this fully flowered, beautiful thing, but that what my abstinence does is help clear the path to my relationship with God for me. I'm not putting food in the way. I'm not putting other behaviors in the way. So I guess that's been slow to come for me, that insight, but this morning I was really helped by the shares, and with that I'll pass. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Lisa B.T. from Ontario, Canada. Next we have Cheryl L., followed by Nancy C.
Good morning, everyone. This is Cheryl L. calling in from Florida this morning. I'm just so grateful for all the shares today, for the reading, for yesterday's special edition, for my recovery today. Deep and effective spiritually.
Cheryl, I think you got muted. Yes. Oh, sorry. No, you're fine. Go ahead.
Can I be heard?
Yes, you can. Go ahead. Sorry about that.
Thank you. My name is Cheryl L. I'm a compulsive overeater recovered today by the grace of God in Florida. I just wanted to express also appreciation for this meeting, for the special edition yesterday. Have I had a deep, effective spiritual experience? I can say that I have, and it's continuing to evolve a day at a time. You know, my relationship with my higher power is deepening on a daily basis because I do this work, and because I can carry, you know, God's will into my daily life. How can I be of service, you know, in my workplace? How can I be of service, you know, in the supermarket? How can I be of service to my family? There's so many things, so many opportunities for me to really practice my program and all of my affairs. I'm learning how to be in relationship with my family in a different way, of not trying to control them, of just letting things unfold the way that they will. There are things that I will worry about, but yesterday I heard in my meditation that, you know, God is like a mountain, and my mountain is strong enough to withstand any storm that may come my way. The worries of the world are worldly, and I don't need to be concerned with that as much as I do with the condition of my spiritual health today. So I just, you know, I'm just so full of gratitude today. I wanted to get a chance to share if I could, and thank you all for being here. With that, I pass. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Cheryl L. Next, we have Nancy C., followed by Moira Z.
Hey, thanks, Crystal. Thanks for taking the meeting. Thanks, everyone doing service on the line today. My name's Nancy C., and I'm gratefully recovered this morning in Arbor, Michigan, by the grace of God. Man, what great shares. This is why I come here every morning, because I get that shot in my arm that this is a design for living that really works. and that it solves all my problems if I follow the steps of this program. I was so hopeless in the food that I never saw a way out. And I've had a spiritual transformation from a God punishing and never having time for me, that one that walks lockstep with me every moment of the day if I follow the elements that are outlined in this program. My new way of life is better than anything that I could ever want because I realize it's not my life, it's God's life, and it's being of service to other people. But I didn't get there easily. The food had to go down, and I had to work through these steps, which are simple but not easy, right? But once we get there and we go hand in hand with everyone and are really honest, willing, and open, that, you know, my sponsor said from the very beginning, the results are miraculous, indeed miraculous, and gives us all the elements to solve all of our problems. My problems are my own today. They're of my own making, but when I go to God, He's also the one who solves all my problems. So I'm really grateful for all the shares I've heard today, and it reminds me that I'm in the right place, I'm in the right pew, and I'm with the right fellows. So thanks, and with that, I pass.
Thank you, Nancy C. from Michigan. Next, we have Moira Z.
Good morning, moderator. Thank you for your service. I'm Maura Z. I'm gratefully recovered in Virginia. There is so much that I've heard this morning, and there's so much in this book. And what I'm reminded of is when I first came into program, I've always believed in God. But I just, for some reason, never thought He would be concerned with my little problems. He would take care of everybody else. But I wasn't worthy. I wasn't in the right place. I wasn't doing the right things, whatever it was. When I came into program and saw that it was all about being in connection with God, I asked for direction. How do I get there? And for the first many years in program, I was told to pray. Well, my childhood did not include prayer. I was not instructed as to how to do that. So I asked, how do you do that? And I was just told, be quiet, sit somewhere nice, have some nice music on, whatever it was. But it wasn't until I came to this meeting where it was finally spelled out to me in black and white, and I'm definitely all about structure. I need to be told what's what. And I was told finally, work the steps. That's how you get to God. And that's what I did. And I'm so very grateful I finally got the directions that I needed, because otherwise I was floundering. With God, I have peace. I have a direction. I do the next right thing. And that's all I have this morning. With that, I'll pass. Thanks, moderator.
Thanks so much, Moira Z. Is there anyone else who would like to take a 1 or 2 minute share before we close off? All right. Well, then that's all the time we have.
Sonia S. from Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Is it Sonia S.?
Yes. Good morning. I wasn't going to share, but I won't take very long. I just am feeling very encouraged by everybody's share, and it's inspiring me to not give up. You know, I've been relapsing, and I'm on day two, and I'm still, like, wanting the food. I just need to, you know, reach out. I've heard people say reach out, make phone calls, you know, but more importantly, reach out to God. So that is such a powerful reminder, so thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Sonia F. from Philadelphia. So that's all the time we have for sharing. Thank you to everyone who shared, and thank you to Team Monday for your service. Please join us for a second unrecorded hour of study immediately following the closing. The share ID for today, Monday, April the 15th, 2024, is 21,314. 21314. We will now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Tricia D. please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only, through to keep you until then.
Thank you, Crystal. This is Tricia D., compulsive overeater from Georgia. Page 164. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask Him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with Him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to Him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then. Thank you, and I pass.
Thank you, Tricia D. We're just going to wait for the recording to stop.